there are 15 nuclear power plants and 37 reactors on the Great Lakes. Only Lake Superior is without a nuclear facility. Fallout lingers from atmospheric nuclear weapons testing ended in 1963. Add to that medical waste and a weapons facility in Ashtabula, Ohio. International Joint Commission scientist Joel Fisher says Great Lakes residents should know how much radiation is accumulated in both our air and water. Fisher says there are many questions and few answers.
The health information has been reviewed many times because of the nature of nuclear treaties and the nuclear weapons testing. I can't tell a lot of the things that are supposedly being done from the data that are out there, at least not to the Great Lakes.
Right now, monitoring for radioactivity is done only on site at nuclear power plants. The National Wildlife Federation's Tim Eder agrees monitoring is needed.
Radioactive materials are, of course, very long-lived. Of course, the thing that we always have to remember about the Great Lakes is that what gets put into them doesn't go away.
Something should be done, according to the IJC report. It would be either up to Canada or the United States to decide how monitoring would take place and who would pay for it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.